All right, we got ourselves an episode of the Mondo Coolcast. This is going to be the last episode coming from the Terror Dome, more than likely. Hopefully, production of videos and podcasts will increase as I get settled into the new location, as of yet unnamed. Moved in with my woman. I mentioned it in the most recent episode of Vag, which I just started editing. That'll probably go up before this. They might go up around the same time. I don't know. I might wait and edit these later in the week, or upload the podcast in its case. I don't really need to do a lot of editing, but there's a lot of, just a little bit of tedious work uploading it. But once I get moved into the new location, I may set up something for live streams or live episodes of the podcast. Might stream on, like, I don't know, Twitch or whatever. Twitch or YouTube is while I'm making the podcast. I've got a few notes. Nothing too major. I made a couple of notes about stuff that I liked about E3. And so I'll talk about that a little bit. But moving into the future, I do have a couple of ideas for some people I'd like to interview. I've got at least two that I'd really like to reach out to and have on an episode of the old interview format of the program. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And once I'm settled in the new location, I'll be able to say, okay, I'm off these days, I got this time, and be able to coordinate with people instead of be running around all the time. So, looking at my old notepad file of some E3 highlights, boy, there wasn't a lot. I think I might just be curmudgeonly, and now that I'm in my mid-30s, I may be a retro gamer now. I see a lot of shit going on the PS4 and Xbox One, and I go, I'm going to go back and play this 30-year-old RPG. That's the way I've been feeling lately. We'll just do things in order on the notes, won't we? So the first game that I saw that really piqued my interest was Dragon Ball FighterZ. And the E3 announcement only showed 8 characters, and they've recently been showing new characters. So now they've got, like, Krillin and Piccolo, and so hopefully they don't screw the pooch and have a super small roster, because that's something that, you know, I've bought a shitload of Dragon Ball fighting games in my day, and every time they start a new series, they go back to the core, beginning of Z Fighter, beginning of Dragon Ball Z, and have those characters up to, like, the Frieza arc, and then up, then the sequel goes up to the Cell arc, and then the third one goes up to the Boo arc. I'm hoping that it has some Dragon Ball stuff and some Dragon Ball, what's the new thing called? Dragon Ball Super. Which I've seen a little bit of. It's alright. Viz recently published a manga of Dragon Ball Super. And it skips some things and it changes some things. I don't know. It was alright. You know, I got it at fucking, what's that bookstore? Shit. I don't know, the bookstore that still exists. They also sell that game magazine from England, Retro Gamer. I go there and get that sometimes. I was in there getting the one with the Phantasy Star article that came out the past month or two ago. And I saw this Dragon Ball Super manga, so I picked it up and read it at work. I keep wanting to say Barnes & Nobles, but is that what it is? Is it Barnes & Noble? It might be. I feel like I can't remember shit anymore. It's probably Barnes & Noble. Those bookstores by the fucking mall that you go to. Anyway, Dragon Ball FighterZ. Stupid name, but it's a 2D fighter. Looks pretty slick. I probably won't buy it. but that's one of the things I'm more interested in. Now, this I'd really like to buy. Metroid Prime 4. I believe it would make sense that that's a Switch title. And then it was also announced with Metroid Samus Returns for the 3DS, which I believe is a remake of Metroid 2, which I really enjoy Metroid 2. That's a good game. So that's for the 3DS. I would definitely like to get those. Super Mario Odyssey looked pretty cool. He runs around like a realistic looking New York, and Bowser's wearing a tuxedo. Then you got God of War. That looks pretty cool. I really didn't care for God of War 3, but the Norse mythology looks really cool. And, you know, I'll probably wait till I see that at a garage sale for a dollar in 3 years. That's about it, man. That was E3 for me. Like, what, they announced a new Xbox version that's got, like, 8 meg pipe. Like, who gives a shit? Ooh, we got slightly better graphics. So, like, is that what console gaming has turned into? It's just, like, every 2 years we're going to release a slightly better one for $500? People like consoles because it's not a PC. And if you're going to go the PC route, just put it in a fucking case where you can swap out the graphics cards and upgrade that shit. Just buy a fucking PC, guys. If that's the experience you want, get that. You know, I like consoles. You plug it in your TV, you grab your controller, you kick back, and you play some video games. Instead of buying this, I need the 3D expansion module that plugs into the... Christ, I don't even know. I don't even know how the PS4 virtual reality thing works. That's how interested I am in these modern games. It's like, I guess that's cool. You know, a couple years ago I wrote an article like, what happened to virtual reality now that we have slick graphics? But here it is, I guess. The things I'm most excited about right now has been Dragon Quest. I've beat Dragon Quest 8 on the 3DS. I still have the bonus dungeon to go through, but I've gone through most of the post-game content, and the last bonus dungeon is incredibly challenging. And so I looked some information up, right? I'm having trouble with this dragon. It's basically just rehashing bosses you fought in the storyline of the game, except for now they're way harder and they have way more annoying movesets, like a lot of status effects. There's this one that had these, I forget the name of the spell, but it's just, it's cast at all members of your party, and it's a one-hit-kill spell. So, like, if it works, you just die. So, like, every other round, two guys just die like that. So I'm, like, trying to do my tactics and, you know, cast this spell on that guy so he's ready to do this the next round, and then this faggot treasure box would just push my shit in. Cast these fucking spells and just kill all my guys. So anyway, I've gotten to this dragon, and like I look up this FAQ to beat the dragon, because this guy is just kicking my ass with these really annoying status effects. And it's like, get the claw, right? Get this claw, give it to Mori, and it does 50% bonus damage to dragons. And then if you do some alchemy, it does 100% bonus damage to dragons. So I get this badass claw to go and tell this dragon exactly what the hell I think about what it's been doing to my party. And, like, I get his tension up to 100. Dragon Quest 8 has the tension system where you can spend a round psyching yourself up. And you can go all the way up to 100 tension, where your guy basically turns Super Saiyan Rosé. It's kind of a pink-hued Super Saiyan thing, right? So I get Mori up to a 100 tension. I got Jessica, right? She's like got the magic spells and shit. I have her cast a spell that doubles his attack power. So here we go. We got this guy. He's high level. He's got this weapon that does 100% bonus. That's a lot. 100% bonus damage to this enemy type. 100% tension, double power. I unleash him at the dragon. Like, I mean, yeah, it did some okay damage, but I still got fucking wrecked. You know, so then I, like, and it, with all the status effects he keeps throwing at my guy, it was hard to get him back up to that, so getting it twice just hasn't happened. And so I spend all this time trying to keep guys alive so I can, you know, resurrect them, heal them, and then wind this guy up and throw him back at the dragon again. It's fuck off, dragon. So, almost done. I got, like, I'm maybe a third of the way through the bonus dungeon, but after that, it's going on a shelf for probably ever. But I've really enjoyed. I've sunk almost knocking on 100 hours into Dragon Quest VIII. Really enjoyed it. Guys, that's a good video game. If you got a PS2 or a 3DS, I recommend picking up Dragon Quest VIII. Like, that's a really solid title. I've had a lot of fun with it. Some other news, right? So the Super Nintendo Mini, it's a plug-and-play from Nintendo, Super Nintendo. I believe yesterday, the 21st of July, the thing went for pre-order on Walmart.com and sold out within 30 minutes. So, I probably won't be getting one of those for Christmas anytime soon. I guess one of the most popular things you can do on a podcast is start Googling things right in the middle. Let's see. GameStop. Let's try GameStop. Let's try throwing this thing in there. Shit, they sell Super Nintendos for $90. That's a lot. $35. $45 for Super Mario RPG? Wow. Let's see. Super Nintendo Mini. Let's see what that brings up. What's the actual name for this? I think the Walmart might have been the first place. It might have been the only place. To Super NES Classic Edition. That's what I need to be throwing here. There we go. Let's view details. Available the 29th. Do this, do that. Sign up to receive updates. I guess I'll do that. Alright, I'm signed up to get updates. So maybe I'll be able to pre-order this thing. But I heard from usgamer.com that they went up for pre-order and was sold out in 30 fucking minutes. Which I believe. Yeah, coming soon. So Best Buy says coming soon. I don't know if it was actually up for pre-order, but I want to try to pre-order one of these things, because I was like, oh yeah, I'll just get it at Walmart, when, you know, the Nintendo made it. It's like, oh, I'll just get it at Walmart with some bargain bin. Yeah, that shit didn't happen. But this thing's got Star Fox 2 on it. I want that. I want that real bad. I haven't seen a lot of pictures of it. Now, if you look at the picture of the guy on the Nintendo website, it shows a guy holding it, and it's got Super Nintendo style plugs. So I believe the Super Nintendo controllers have that same plug that goes into the Wiimote. Where's this plug in at? Is it plug in the back? That'll look retarded. So I haven't seen any pictures of it in action yet. So it looks like, yeah, there's no information on when this thing's going to be up for pre-order anywhere else. But I'd really like to get one, because it's got Star Fox 2 on it. I know I can just emulate, but I'm retarded. Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? So, that's cool. Another thing someone might care about my opinion, want my opinion on, Netflix. They released Castlevania, huh? They released this Castlevania for the old Netflix there. It's got 4 episodes. The first episode is pretty cool. Dracula falls in love with some science lady, and she's like, I'm not afraid of vampires. I'm a brave modern woman in middle age Europe. I don't care if you're a monster. I just want to go to college and save lives and, yeah, you know, typical shit, right? And then the woman gets burned at the stake for witchcraft by the church. And, I mean, how dare this very Christian-looking middle-aged society burn someone who's conspiring with undead monsters that murders people, and they not like this. So they burn her at the fucking stake. And, and he goes on a revenge mission. So he goes, like, he gets there to the town. You know, he's in love with this mortal, and she's like, if you truly love me, you won't turn into a bat. You'll ride by stagecoaches and shit. And he's like, yes, dear. So he, like, walks into town like an asshole. And, uh-oh, she's been killed. So he's like, hey, you got 1 year to make your time. And then I'm unleashing devils and shit. So a year comes by, and, like, their pope is, like, sitting around. It's like, eh, fuck devils. I'm good with God. And then he starts, like, raiding mutant bats and killing everybody. And then the plague starts spreading out across the countryside of this fictional country. And then it cuts. And then it's, okay, episode two, right? And it's, like, it's so edgy that it seems like it was written by a 13-year-old with black fingernail polish and scars up and down his arms, and he's just too deep for you. And it starts, our hero is a drunk. He's been excommunicated by the church, so you know he's a good guy. He's not right with God, so he's a pretty good dude. And there's like an extended conversation about fucking goats. Right, these peasants, these fucking, I guess they'd be kind of like Eastern European peasants, I guess is what they're going for, you know. And he's like, oi, this guy fucked my goat and I whopped him on the noggin, and the magistrate, you know, fucking held me accountable for my actions because the chap went blind. And he's like, just, they talk about fucking a goat for like 5 minutes, and it's just so cringy and try hard, and it's not mature content. It's just edgy try hard bullshit. And then our hero, something Belmont, he's drunk, and the peasant's like, oh, the devils are after us because of the royalty, the 1%. They fucking, the families, we gotta stop the houses. Hey, mate, cheeky wankers, fucking my goat. So the hero's like, hello, I'd like to purchase more grog. And then the guy's like, oi, what's this then? You got a crest. So then he beats him up, and, you know, he goes to a town, and it's besieged by devils at night, and there's these, secret monk guys, and they're like, we don't write our history down, because, like, I mean, why wouldn't you want to write your history down? So they memorize it, and if they all die, their history's gone. It's like, well, I mean, it seems like it'd be pretty easy to exaggerate and alter your history if it's just, you know, we've all played telephone, right? And this was a garbage show. It's just too edgy for its own good. They cuss. And, I mean, I can't say a sentence without saying shit or fuck, but it's just so cringy and forced and faked, and, you know, it's, like, poorly acted. It's just not a time. It's just, they say fuck to be saying fuck, and they say shit to be saying shit. And again, I know I can't, like, my go-to word instead of is shit and fuck, but it just sounds stupid. It kind of reminded me of Yakuza 1. And how they tried to edge it up with all that profanity. It just, it sounded wrong. Didn't come through as authentic. And then the extended scene about fucking a goat. I mean, no thanks. Just no fucking thank you. I should try to record it and put it here in the episode. Let me pause this and see if I can do that in like 2 minutes. If it takes me more than 2 minutes, I'll lose interest.
Been tending goats since I was 4 years old.
Right, right.
And I'd know if my goat was in love with you.
For God's sake.
He says to me.
For the only true love I ever knew. Kill for the endless lifetime of hate before me.
So I says to him, it's my goat. I've been tending goats since I was 4 years old.
Right, right.
And I'd know if my goat was in love with you.
For God's sake.
He says to me, I know your goat's in love with me.
So you said, oh, Bullshit.
So I says, how? And he says, well, she fucks me, don't she?
And that's when you hit him.
Right across the eyes with a shovel. And now. The man says, I have to pay the bastard money because he went blind.
Not fair.
So I says to him, you didn't think he was going to go blind fucking a goat with mange?
That would have been your fault too.
I would have gotten blamed for that too. But what am I supposed to do when I find my goat laying on his side in the field, fucked within an inch of its life, and a naked man with blood and straw all over his peck?
Hit him with a shovel.
Fucking right, I hit him with a shovel. More ale for me and my cousin Cobb.
Brother.
Look, we might have had the same father, but you came out of my heart. Don't make me get more shovel.
Anyone else while I'm pouring?
One over here.
Ale, for Christ's sake.
Peter! We was just wondering if you spot any attractive sheep on your ride out. What's the word, mate?
Alright, so I managed to get that recorded and tossed in here. That, I guess it was at the end of the first episode, and then the second episode resumes again in the bar. But, like, who are you supposed to like in this show? The protagonist is this alcoholic, I guess I'll save the day because the peasantry are just like, we're just a poor bunch of Europeans, fucking goats, mate. You know, like the most sympathetic character is the fucking monster. He fell in love with a lady and he listened to the stupid shit she said, and she got burned at the stake and died because he couldn't fly and save her. That's, like, everyone in the show's garbage. And they just paint the church as this evil organization that just exists to be evil for some reason. Like, that's undefined. They're just dickheads. And, like, I guess it's this one evil cardinal or something that wants to take over the church is the real problem. But, like, I don't know. Were they wrong to burn the woman at the stake who was conspiring with actual devils that can unleash nightmarish creatures across the land? Probably not. Like, if we're being honest about it. Like, in a world where vampires are real and they've been terrorizing the countryside for thousands of years, and they find this woman who's like learned the ancient arcane secrets of vampire magic, that's probably justified, right? Like, the peasants are unlikable because they're just a bunch of goat fucking animals, I guess. Like, I don't know. And the hero's just a piece of shit, and just everyone, this show fucking sucked. I wanted to like it. The animation looks like a fucking Flash cartoon from 2005. Wasn't impressed. Haven't watched the fourth episode, and I'm not really burning to. Like, it's not lighting my heart up with desire. Zero out of ten. Go play a Castlevania game. You'll probably have a better time. And that brings me to the last thing I got on my little tidbit of notes. I started playing at work Dragon Quest III. Who's sick of hearing about Dragon Quest yet? Like, I don't know what it is, man. I've just been sucked into it. And, like, so Dragon Quest III has, it introduces the job system. Just the leaps and bounds that the series has made. Playing through the Game Boy Color remakes, one is very basic. I mean, it basically has the main quest and one side quest of rescuing the princess. That's totally optional. The second one introduces a party. You don't get to pick your party. It's the three descendants of Erdrick or Lodo, depending on which localization you got. You get a boat and you explore. The world's doubled in size. There's a lot more to do, a lot more involved. And then three is, again, the world feels much bigger. I don't know. I read many times that it doubles the size of the world when you go from Dragon Quest 1 to 2. But then Dragon Warrior 3, for the Game Boy Color, is just an exceptional leap in RPG history. Like, man, I can't imagine playing this back in the day. It's pretty solid today, as RPGs go. You make your main guy, and then you go to the pub, and you hire some help. You hire some goons, and you can pick from eight classes, and then around at level 20, you can find a temple where you can change your classes. And your stats will be halved. So you don't have to change at 20. You can max your guy out, and then you'll start with a level 1 character that's got half the stats of a max level character. And you can, let's say you're a warrior, you got a shitload of health. Right now my warrior's got like 210 health, so that would put me at 105, and then I could start as a wizard and have like a wizard that has, you know, higher strength, higher health. And just, I don't know, it seems cool to monkey around with. I'm not bright enough to really sit down and mess with it in any cool ways, but I've been thinking, you know, about how I want to change my party. I'm not really sure what I want to do yet, but it's cool, you know, for the people that are into that, you know, the more intellectual amongst us that might want to plan a really sweet party to go and fuck up some dragons. Where I'm at in the game right now, I just got the boat. The king's like, I'll give you a boat if you go journey far to the east and bring back some pepper. Which I guess, you know, there's the historical basis. The fucking Anglos, their food is so bland that they conquered most of the planet in search of spices. Like, those fucking Anglos did some shit to get some tea for the queen. So you're like, you get to the pepper shop, and they're like, you can't buy no pepper. The pepper girl's been kidnapped. So you talk to the townspeople, and you find out where she's being held at, and there's a cave across the bridge, and you gotta go get her. And then you find her boyfriend, and he races off, and you get there, and he's been captured, and lo and behold, it's the bandito that I've fought three times. Last time I saw this asshole, he was stealing the king's crown, and I whooped him. So get back the crown, asshole. And this time, he's like, oh, I can't beat you, I'll go straight if you let me go, will you let me go? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm wondering, am I gonna see him again? Will he have gone straight? And, I don't know, man. I'm just really digging it. And I've been, you know, doing some level grinding at work. And I just got the boats. Now I'm exploring. Some dude in the lighthouse across from where you first get the boat is like, here are some places you should check out. So I wrote that down. And I sailed to the first place. And I thought this was really cool. You get to this town that's obviously been destroyed. And you go through all the shit. And you find a magic lamp. I think it's called the Dark Lamp. When you rub it, it becomes nighttime, and then all the ghosts of the people are there. Well, when you were looking around the ghost town, you found there's a skeleton in the jail, and he's like, I had one of the orbs you need, but I died. So no orb for you. But now he's alive, but he's in jail, so you gotta go on a quest to get the key. And I mean, I know this is all like cliche RPG shit, but this was when it was invented. You know? Like the thing where it's your 16th birthday. That came from Dragon Warrior 3. You know, that's the game that started that shit. Dragon Warrior 5 started the monster collecting thing. How much of an influence was that on Pokemon, you know? It's just a very influential series, and it's cool to see where a lot of these things and that have been aped into oblivion over the past 30 years and where they came from. You know, it's cool to see the original. At least I think so. I've been enjoying it. I'm sure, like, I played through a lot of Dragon Quest, then I take a little break, and I play through a lot of Dragon Quest, take a little break. So, like, I've pretty much got 8 beat. Now I'm working on 3, and I'm really getting into it. It's really picking up. You know, getting a boat is a big deal in Dragon Warrior. That's when the whole world opens up to you and you gotta explore. And it's... And Dragon Warrior 2 is very... It's just like, there are things in the world, you have to find them. That's about all the clues you got. Like, I mean... They cleaned it up a little bit in the Game Boy Color remake, so it's not quite so tedious. They give you some less vague clues, but... The end game of Dragon Warrior 2 is very vague. But I kind of like that it just says, here's your boat, explore the world, find the thing, save the day. And, you know, using some logic, you can figure out where stuff's at. It's pretty cool. Really looking forward to going through the whole series. I believe it's been confirmed that Dragon Quest XI is coming to the West. I would like the 3DS version because it's got the 2D graphics and the 3DS graphics. And I felt that having Dragon Quest VIII on a handheld, at least definitely while I was still in two different locations, you know, I could just take my 3DS over to my woman's instead of packing the disc and the memory card. I feel like that just doesn't travel as well. But I guess the memory card fits right in the case. So it's probably not that big of a deal. But, you know, then I could play on the toilet. You know, I could play right before bed. I could do some level grinding while my girlfriend watches some bullshit I don't care about. You know, fucking Big Brother or whatever it is. And, so, yeah, you know, fucking Dragon Quest and handhelds is where it's at, I think. I do like, now that I have all the DS games, I can take DS games into work. And I love the DS's ability to just, when you fold it close, it stops. You know, it just, right where you're at. You no need to pause. Because it can be a challenge playing Dragon Quest on the Game Boy Color at work. It can be a challenge because I'll be in the middle of a battle and a call will come in and I won't be able to pause it and turn it off and then the battery dies. Or, like, I always worry about that. I try to keep my batteries super fresh when I'm playing this stuff at work. You know, because I would hate to lose a bunch of progress, so I make sure to save, and it's still kind of tedious. You can do a quick save on the Game Boy Color remakes. You hit start, and as soon as you save, the game's over. Like, not the game's over, but it kicks out to the main menu, and then once you reload the save, it deletes that save. So you have to be, aware of that, because when I first started playing Dragon Warrior 1 on the Game Boy Color, I lost a save, and I didn't lose too much progress on account of it. But in Dragon Warrior 3, you still have to go to a castle to save, so the temple where you change classes is the most convenient, because you can warp right there, and the guy's standing right out front. There's a church to revive your guys, and an inn to heal your guys for 8 gold. So that's where I've been warping to save and do shit. And, actually, I need to Google this while I'm thinking of it, because I wrote down a note at work. Um, Okay. So when you use the spell to warp back to previously found locations, it stops after 2 pages of the spell. Like, once you get to the place where you change classes, it no longer does that. And I'm wondering if, because that's around the time you get the boat, like, that's the next place you go after the boat, and I wonder if they expect you to just boat everywhere, because I've gone to 2 new cities, and it's not adding to my list of places. So I need to look up. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I would be able to figure this out. I might have to ask on a forum. Maybe I've done something stupid, or maybe I went there early, but I discovered 2 new towns, and if the villagers don't tell you the name of the town, the way I've been telling the name of the town is by looking at my return spell and seeing what the new town is. But there isn't a 3rd page of shit popping up for the new cities, and that's just kind of been bumming me out. Because I like being able to go on the little side quest and then warp back to town and then venture back out. And then, oh, you know, I'm running low on health and magic, so I better just warp back. And, yeah, you know, RPG shit. Yeah, I don't see anything. I just Googled the name of the spell in the game, and it doesn't say anything specific about, you know, you can only go to the first 8 stages or whatever it is. So I guess... I need to go to game FAQs and do that. How thrilling is it listening to someone Google shit? Is that what podcasting is these days? Bored. I guess I'll post on the Game Boy Color and the Nintendo, because I was in another topic on the GameFAQ forums here for the Nintendo version is what I'm looking for. I can't think because I'm actively trying to do this other thing like an asshole. So anyway, I got that stuff opened up in my browser here. That way I will remember to do it, I hope. But yeah, there's active posters on the Nintendo version, so I'll ask on both forums and see what's up. But it is pretty cool. Now I'm just reading stuff on 4chan. okay, let's stop. No, I'm gonna do it. Someone actually replied to my post. That's nice. Anywho, that's really all I had on my notes. I do want to get a Nintendo Switch. I keep seeing all these cool Instagrams with people enjoying their Nintendo Switch, and they are playing Splatoon 2, which I would like to play because it has real controllers and shit instead of forced waggle. I'd like to get the first game. If I had money for Splatoon, I'd get Splatoon. Hell, if I had money, I'd get a lot of games. Splatoon probably wouldn't be at the top of that list. But I got that Bomberman, that Super Bomberman R, sitting there just looking at me like, hey, yo, man. Don't you wish you could play this Bomberman game? And it's like, yeah, I do. I wish I could play that game so bad. But, I don't know. I do kind of want to hold tough for a year or two and see if a superior version of the Switch comes out, you know? Like, they've got, like, bundled colors. Like, the Splatoon one that has the Splatoon colors. That looks pretty slick. You know, I would probably not get that. I like the basic colors. I was at Walmart earlier tonight, and was looking at the video games. Like, every time I go somewhere where they might be selling a Nintendo Switch, I go look at the Nintendo display to see if they have any on shelves. And there were quite a few on shelves now. So now they are out and available. There's still not too many games out for it that I'd like. You know, I'm going to play through Breath of the Wild on the Wii U. I doubt I would get the alternate version. You know, especially now that I got this baby on the way. But they also had those Pixel Pals. It's like a little plastic lamp that is like a pixelated Nintendo character. And they had the Link one. They had like four of them sitting out. It's like, ooh, this would look slick in the game room. But I ain't got no money for that shit. Saving money for babies in a new truck. So, I mentioned this in the episode of Vag that I'm going to edit once I'm done recording this. I just wanted to get all this shit recorded because I haven't had time to record it. Now that I've got some stuff sitting around, I can put it together. So that'll be cool. But, yeah, I mentioned that I'm going to be not going to garage sales and shit. I thought about it. It's like, yeah, I'll go to garage sales and try to flip stuff, but I won't. I'll just hoard shit. Like, I know how shitty I am. I wouldn't do that. I would just buy myself toys. And I can't be doing that shit no more. I'm a real-life grown-up adult man now. So, yeah, that's everything I had in my notes. Like, there's not much at E3 that I really gave a shit about at all. I would say, out of all the current systems, I want to Switch the most. I think just because it's novel. You know, I could take it over to my friend Kyle's house and we could play games, like, on our Switches. Like, I guess I could be doing that with 3DSs, but he's pretty pumped about the Switch. I'm pretty geeked about the Super Nintendo Mini Classic, whatever the fuck. I would not mind having that at all. I'd like to have the Nintendo one, too, just to have the full set. But, what are you gonna do? I should probably just emulate Star Fox 2. Maybe they'll have it on the Virtual Console on the Switch. I mean, there's really no reason not to. After they sell out the Super Nintendo Minis, after they make the one fucking batch and sell them out. I guess that's it, man. Hopefully the next episode I will have a guest on to interview. There's two that I really, really, really want to get on the show. I think they'd be good interviews. I think, I'd have a good time talking to these, fine, upstanding gentlemen. And, yeah, I guess that's it. I can't think of anything else that needs saying. Hopefully the next episode will be a little bit longer. Maybe I'll bring back a co-host. Like, once I get up in this location, I have some time on the weekends. You know, maybe I'll try to get up with Mitch, see what that dude's up to. Yeah, that's it. All right, thanks for listening. I don't know, I'll think of something to throw in at the end later. Leave some comments. Yeah, I still love comments. You can call the Mondo Cool, hotline, which I don't know the number of. Let me look real quick. This is convenient, actually. Yeah, 937-419-1223. Google Voice has updated their shit, so now you can send pictures. So you can text me a picture of something that you think is cool. I think a lot of people don't write into stuff because most consumers of content use phones now. So I think this makes it the easiest. You can text in a comment. Just make sure to include who you are, because I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't save any contacts or anything. Once that shit comes in and I put it on the episode, I delete it. I don't know who anyone is unless you tell me who you are. So leave your screen name in there if you do decide to text the Mondo Cool hotline number. Or you can leave a voicemail. That's 937-419-1223. You can text, send in a picture, call in, and leave a voicemail. It makes my day every time that happens. Oh, actually, Balzac has an audio comment, so we'll stick that in here, I suppose.
Shush, it's starting now. Shut your whore mouth. Kazlap here. Companions. What's your name, bitch? Come on, tell me.
Carol Vegas says it.
Since this is a video game podcast, stop laughing.
You're just gonna bleep this shit out. No, so just a man.
Shania is a bunch of bleeping in this. You're using a real name. Dicks! And they don't know how to
use anonymous names.
He said, Ochinchi!
You're Coco. You're Tom.
No.
And you're Poo Poo. Sorry for the stupid names. Anyways.
Hey, fuck you.
This is a video game podcast, right? So, E, general opinion on E3. Let me start first. Last Guardian remake, sounds pretty okay. Maybe. I don't know. No Shenmue now.
Jesus!
What's going on?
He fell down.
So that's kind of a disappointment, but what are you going to do about it? It's happened sometimes. We'll make everybody erect this E3. Let's start with Poo Poo. Well, let me go.
Alright.
Yeah, fun, excited, happy about it, huh?
I have to say, the most exciting part of E3 was Mario X Rabbids.
And why? What made you so excited about that game? Huh? You don't even play XCOM before.
No. Because XCOM came before, it means that Mario X Rabbids is better.
So you're not excited about Bullet Bill Simulator, aka Mario Odyssey?
Obviously. No, it looks good as fuck.
The problem was that I got rid of my Switch after Breath of the Wild. That was mostly because Persona 5 came out.
Oh, sure. No, because you couldn't get out of the fucking tutorial.
Yeah, and this guy is excited to actually have something to play on his Switch. How about you? What's your name again?
Ultimate Cocoa Butter.
Fine, Cocoa. Anything to tell you about E3?
Monster Hunter Worlds.
Yeah, Monster Hunter Worlds was pretty okay. Let's start with you, Toms.
I thought I was bleep. Okay.
Say something,
Jesus.
Please.
So.
Fuck.
What's it called? Anthem. Anthem seems pretty good.
How about Destiny 2?
Destiny 2.
If you're disappointed, no Shenmue announcement of anything, what do you expect? Okay, anyways, the point why we're doing this today is because Japanese trip. We're in Japan for some reason, and we've been here for about.
Nihon.
What day is it today?
It's like 4 days.
No.
5 days.
It's Sunday.
It's June 25th at 12 o'clock at night. Sorry we're doing this. We just came back from Akihabara. And we'll just say what we bought. Mostly, let's start with me. I bought $500 worth of stuff. And
there's no vegetables.
There's a figure of, let's say, I bought mostly One Piece figures and questionable content from
a
stuff
12-year-old.
How about you shut your goddamn whore mouth? How about that? And it's a pretty good experience. It's nice to experience a country that we never really experienced before. I don't know how I feel about
what
this
kind
yet. I'll think about. Should I? I don't know how I feel about this yet, about my purchase yet, but I'm feeling pretty happy about it. So
because they're 12.
And it's,
on the clock.
You know,
on the clock,
good stuff and things. And might as well try to buy as much stuff as I can because I know I'll probably come back here. Okay, how about you, Toms? What do you think?
Gundam?
How many did you buy, huh?
Gundam's the best girl.
This many.
And how many would that be? This is an audio com, so they can't see.
One middle finger, two middle finger.
Exactly what did you buy?
And got me a Master Grade, 00 variant, and a,
Overflow.
That's good.
Flag. I also got a flag. Yeah,
pretty good stuff.
Double
Red comic.
Yes, and it's not actually pre-made. He actually has to build it when he gets back
home.
Whoa,
no way.
Pretty fun, I guess. Didn't you also win a couple of games from making Crane Games also?
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, I got me some Amaterasu figures.
From what exactly?
One showing him his butthole.
No,
it's pretty funny.
Of Okami.
Oh, yeah, from Okami,
yeah,
sure.
Obviously. And, yeah,
oh,
didn't really buy that much because stuff. How about you, Poopoo? What'd you buy?
You know, some food.
And you didn't buy anything on Akihabara? What did you mostly do in Akihabara is what I'm trying to say.
Converter.
Yeah. That doesn't really mean anything, but it anything counts. Else? You actually bought something or anything like that?
I just like looking at all the fetish stuff.
And also, yeah, Akihabara is kind of a weird place. Probably aside for sore eyes, I guess. What made you erect about Japan, huh?
The girls?
No.
Yeah, all the girls.
That is a definite lie. Tell me, did you even buy anything of it? You didn't even buy jack shit except for food. And the food we have is really, not low quality, but I'll just say not above $10. It's not really that. Okay, fine. You, Coco. What did you buy today? And what exactly made you happy about the trip?
Remy's best girl.
No, shut up. He doesn't know what that is since the last thing he watched recently.
Are you assuming what he knows?
Remy's
yeah,
best girl.
I do. I've been listening to him since I was... That's not a point, you bitch.
Oh, he's getting sentimental.
Okay, so...
Are you blushing?
Yeah. No. Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
You mostly got a couple. Well, technically, he didn't buy the plushies, but he got them from Crane Games, which is.
I'm skilled.
I guess. Also, he has a lot of luck and stuff, so that's pretty good. And also that.
Grabbing the white piece.
So,
there's no foliage here. I should liquid.
What's foliage mean?
Does it... You know, like.
Oh, vegetable? Shit, it's not your. You're already done. You're done already.
Foliage.
Anyways, the point is.
Stop this.
I bought a bunch.
I bought a sake cup.
Sake cup.
Oh, yeah,
good.
I got a cup too.
Sake in a can.
As for me, usually just food. Actually, sake is pretty good here. A little bit, not really strong.
It tastes shitty.
Well, of course. So does beer, but that's me. I didn't drink
got,
it.
Like, drunk off of one tight. Cup.
Shut up. You're already done already? Sake.
Seven,
yeah, sake is pretty
six,
good. Even though one
five,
of us is 17,
four,
so.
Three,
no, it's fine. It can run
two,
as long as we want.
One.
I think I sent one audio comment
I didn't,
once.
I didn't drink any alcohol for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm seven, not 17 either.
He's yes, he's 35, exactly. Okay, so final opinions about the Japanese trip. We're going to be leaving in like...
What day is it today?
3 days, 4 days.
Yeah, June 28th is when we'll be leaving. Pretty happy about it. We're going to mostly be focused on the rural areas instead of Tokyo, so that's going to be nice having a different change of pace during this whole vacation. So, Tom, what do you think about Japan? Our Japanese trip in general, man.
Very good.
Yes, very good. How about you, Poo Poo? What do you think?
It was pretty tits.
Today was probably the best day of our Japan trip.
The Nara day was better.
No. Yeah. Shut up. Don't lie to me. What do you think?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
good
stuff. Yeah.
Shut up, I'm gonna explain this.
Yeah,
we're pretty happy. This is our first vacation where we had actually no adult supervision, so we could do whatever
I'm
we
adult.
Want.
Wait, I'm an adult.
Stuff.
Wait, I'm 17.
Shut up. Doesn't mean anything.
I'm well, it means I'm not an adult.
This is my first audio yeah. comment with actual companions, so it doesn't feel like I'm just hanging against a brick wall the whole time, so... Hope to see more episodes in the future, and... Yeah, you should probably visit Japan one time in your life, because it's pretty... Actually, really good place and nice to visit before you actually die and stuff. A lot of weird and interesting things that you probably wouldn't expect in the U.S.
Point. What was it? Is that a tear?
Shut up, Caslow. Oh, I guess. Nice.
No,
from Japan, obviously. So come here as soon as you can. At least it's worth coming here once at least, because
it's
something you never experienced before.
Ladies and
fin. Oh, yeah. What day is
it
today?
There's literally no fat people.
No, what day is it today? June 26th.
Sunday.
No, 25th at what time is it?
Who fucking knows?
Yeah, I know. Shut the hell up.
Hey, you have a tablet.
At 9:35. Yeah, but the problem is the time is on the west. Oh shit, I'm at east coast time.
Just...
I'm trying to see.
Four.
Shut up.
Wait, what do you want?
No, quiet users.
He's revealing his location.
Okay.
Wait, I thought we were in Central Mexico.
It doesn't matter.
Pretty thin women.
Wait.
Let me do the outro.
No.
It's Ballsack here. Oh, sorry, Caslab.
And?
Signing off.
Okay. Bye night.
Alright, so that was a comment from Ballsack. He had a couple of buddies there in Japan. They bought some stuff. I don't even know what show you were talking about. You were correct, Ballsack. You can tell your friends. I had no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Sounds like a cool place to go. I'd like to go and buy some toys and video games, but what are you going to do? I got this baby now. Yeah, everyone else, come on, send in some audio comments. Make some Mondo Coolcast for me. leave an audio comment about fucking a goat for 10 minutes. That's not what I'm into in my cartoons about killing vampires. I don't know. Yeah, that does it for this episode. We'll toss in some music. I'm going to start editing that video, maybe have that out tonight. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Thanks for listening. Hopefully I'll get a regular release schedule once I get settled in and have a little bit more time to screw around. Maybe I'll start doing some streams in the evenings. That's what the kids like, right? Streams? That's what people are doing these days. Maybe we'll do some live Mondo Coolcasts again. Maybe we get like two or three people in that old chat room there. Anyway, thanks for listening. Leave some feedback. This is it. This is the probably the last episode from the Terror Dome. Balzac suggested doing it live, but man, I'd have to fuck with audio cables and set up software, see if those servers still work. I haven't even tried looking at them in years, or try doing it on Twitch or something. And I got these truck troubles. I've been riding my bike everywhere. Been riding my bike to work. That's a 15-mile journey. 14.88 miles from my doorstep to the doorstep of my job. Which is cool, you know. I like riding my bike, but does not leave me a lot of time for podcasts. Once I get moved in, I'll only be 5 miles away. Then it's a half an hour bike ride, so I'll be doing it every day that it's not raining. I got to turn my fan on. I've been sitting in here burning the fuck up since I've been recording videos and podcasting. So I guess this one's not too short. But thanks for checking it out. Hopefully we'll get some more higher quality Mondo Coolcasts in the future. Get some guests on the program. Maybe do a little bit of show prep. Maybe do something live. Maybe start doing some streams. I want to get that shit all set up once I get a little more room to expand and breathe. Think that'll be something we can do. So anyway, I'm done talking now.